Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Christensen, and I thank you for listening today. I hope you find benefit in this podcast or any of the previous episodes. If you do, definitely feel free to leave us a kind rating and review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. We greatly appreciate it. So hopefully I'll earn your trust in a good review today. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCGP, BCPS, and you can also hunt me down at reallifepharmacology.com. And you can also get a free 31-page PDF where I cover the top 200 drugs and some of the most highly testable pearls. So if you've got a board exam coming up, great little document to have just to go through as a reference for you. You can get that simply for subscribing. We let you know we've got updates as far as new podcasts out and any other things we might be going on with us. So definitely go check that out at reallifepharmacology.com. Okay, let's get to the main event. So the drug I want to talk about today is mometasone. And I'm specifically going to talk about the nasal formulation and the formulation for oral inhalation. First, let's cover the nasal medication. So mometasone generic is often called Nasonex as far as the brand name goes. And primarily what this medication is going to be used for is any type of congestion and nasal type symptoms. Usually, probably the most common indication I see this used for in practice is allergic rhinitis. Okay, corticosteroids, nasal corticosteroids are one of the first line medications in managing seasonal allergies and things of that nature. Dosing. So one, I don't know if it's necessarily a clinical pearl, but I know one thing that has frustrated a lot of pharmacists is with ordering of Nasonex. With ordering this medication, be specific on the number of sprays per nostril. Okay, so the error I've seen probably most common is, you know, mometasone nasal or Nasonex, that order's written, and it just says once daily. Okay, well, we need directions. Typically, the dosing is one spray per nostril once a day. Sometimes they'll up the dose if needed, if symptoms aren't managed, and you might do two sprays per nostril as well. So be specific with that administration if you happen to be writing a prescription and or educating the patient on what they're supposed to be doing with that. So a little bit of a dosing trick there to ensure that everybody in the healthcare team as well as the patient is on the same page there. So mechanistically, mometasone is a corticosteroid. It's a nasal corticosteroid. And ultimately, that's going to reduce inflammation. The primary mechanism it does that is can suppress activity of kinins and histamine and prostaglandins. And those are all important kind of mediators in the production of inflammation. Adverse effect profile. Usually these meds are pretty well tolerated. Most often what you're going to have is localized effect. So you may get some burning or stinging in the nostrils, for example. Probably one of the higher risk things, I guess, I've seen with this agent that's maybe a little bit more common is nosebleeds. So, you know, most often we can ask our patients about that, but in most clinical situations, the patient's just going to report that to you. That's kind of an unusual thing, and often they can tie it to the timing that they started taking mometasone nasal there. One other thing you might see, you know, keep in mind, you know, corticosteroids can maybe suppress the immune system a little bit, and maybe even locally. There has been, you know, reports of increased risk for upper respiratory tract infection and things of that nature. So keep that in mind as well. One other really important patient education point I wanted to make with nasal mometasone is that the onset of action generally takes a little while. And to get its full effect, it actually can take up to a week or two. So what I've seen in practice is patients, they'll take this one or two doses, and they're like, yeah, maybe helped a little bit, but it really didn't do that much. Well, encourage that patient to say, hey, you're supposed to take this for, you know, a period of week or two before you're going to actually see that maximal benefit. So really educating your patients not to give up too soon, you know, unless they're having adverse effects or something, of course. But that full effect can take up to a couple of weeks. So that's a very, very important patient education point, so your patients don't quit too early. One question that does come up that patients may ask you about is, you know, corticosteroids are bad. Am I, you know, going to have a lot of systemic effects from this corticosteroid, from this nasal corticosteroid? And, you know, the best I can say is bioavailability is incredibly low with nasal mometasone. They reported at less than 1%. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, could it suppress, you know, HPA? Could it cause an increase in blood pressures? Could it contribute to osteoporosis? It's pretty unlikely that it's going to cause those issues. So, given that very, very low bioavailability, it's not to say that, yeah, absolutely none of it's going to be absorbed, because there may be a tiny fraction absorbed there. But by and large, bioavailability is incredibly low. So let's take a quick break, and then I want to finish up on oral inhalation mometasone. So if you enjoy this podcast, want to support this podcast, definitely go check out our resources at meded101.com/store by purchasing things there. You support the Real Life Pharmacology podcast and help keep it free to all of our good listeners out there. So thanks so much for doing that. We've got, you know, Naplex material if you're a pharmacy student, pharmacist. We've got a geriatric exam, ambulatory care, MTM exam prep, and BCPS prep as well. So go check out those resources. If you're not a pharmacist, we've got books as well, clinical pharmacy-related books that definitely teach a lot of important patient education pearls and portray a lot of real-life scenarios that actually happen out there. So go check all those resources out. You can also get a free Audible book as well. If you've never listened to an Audible book, go take advantage of that. And there's a link at meded101.com/store for all those different resources. All right, so let's finish up on oral inhalation mometasone. So the brand name of this one is Asmanex. And there's two formulations of Asmanex primarily. So we've got the HFA and we've got the Twisthaler. Mechanistically, very similar mechanism of action of mometasone inhaled versus mometasone nasal. Same kind of idea. We're reducing that inflammation. Really, the big difference is the site of action. We inhale mometasone oral or oral inhalation down into the lungs, reduce that inflammation. And obviously this is going to be used in something like asthma and or potentially COPD if there's an inflammatory component there. Dosing is different between the HFA and the Twisthaler. Okay, very important to note that. HFA, usual dosing between 200 and 800 micrograms per day. Twisthaler, 220 to 440 micrograms per day, or BID is possible as well with the Twisthaler there. But probably the big advantage is that the Twisthaler has been studied as once a day. So if you've got a patient where adherence is a concern, or getting that second dose in is a concern, that might be a little bit of an advantage there. One other thing I wanted to kind of talk about and rope into asthma guidelines a little bit is dosing. So there's different tiers of inhaled corticosteroid dosing. And so there's low dose, medium, and high dose. So for the Twisthaler, the low dose is considered 110 to 220. Medium dose, 220 to 240, and high dose greater than 440. For the HFA product, low dose, mometasone is considered 200 micrograms per day. A medium is 400 micrograms per day, and high dose is considered at above any dose above 400 micrograms per day. So depending upon the severity of asthma and how aggressive we want to get with corticosteroid therapy, we may be at any level of those doses depending upon the patients. Adverse effect profile, you might get some minor irritation, potentially maybe an increased risk of upper respiratory tract infection, and probably the big differentiator with inhaled mometasone versus nasal mometasone is the risk for thrush. So it's very, very important with any inhaled corticosteroid to rinse the mouth out after administration. This is going to help prevent thrush and that type of infection in the throat and mouth area there. Low risk, again, bioavailability, less than 1%. So extremely low risk for systemic adverse effect. So it's a good thing to kind of reassure our patients that the risk for this is likely going to be pretty low. For both of these agents, drug interaction risk is pretty low. I'm not going to spend much time on it. There is maybe some potential for CYP3A4 breakdown. If that is the case, with that CYP3A4 breakdown, if we have a CYP3A4 inhibitor, concentrations could potentially go up. Again, systemic concentrations are likely to be very low to begin with. So is that little bump in concentration significant? You know, it's very difficult to say if that's clinically significant or not, but it is something that you can be aware of there. So I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, enjoy the podcast, leave us a rating review on iTunes. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you so much to all of you who have already done that, as well as those of you, I think we're up to around 3,000 now, that have subscribed to the Real Life Pharmacology podcast and gotten that free PDF. So lots of good information on that PDF. Go take advantage of that. You can track me down again on LinkedIn or at reallifepharmacology.com. You can shoot me a message at either place there. So I'm going to sign off for today. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.